Jared Hendricks is a political, I would say, just kind of a warrior activist, you know, really in the trenches within the Republican Party, and maybe a little bit on the libertarian side, but just a fighter, no doubt about it, but in the political sense of people in the arena, and I always appreciate that even when I don't agree with him. And he's here today because he was in the middle of all of it in Washington, D.C. Last week. Jared, were you rioting? Were you rioting at the Capitol?
No, I wouldn't use that word at all. I think it was just a really, from my point of view, a very positive gathering of patriots that care about their country. They're concerned about their Constitution. They feel that their president has been cheated, not only in the election, but in the way he's been treated in the last 4 years. But I found the experience, you know, aside from kind of the incident at the Capitol, I mean, I found the experience to be overwhelmingly positive. I think that story needs to be told.
So I am told, I didn't see it, I was hunkered down in the Capitol, but when I went into the Capitol, there were a fair amount of people already around the Capitol. I went in Dirksen office building, so I wasn't actually in the front of the Capitol where folks came up, but there were probably, I'd say, 5,000-10,000 people already surrounding the Capitol, for a better word, and in some form of, now I heard people singing Amazing Grace. I talked to these people. Nobody was foaming at the mouth. These were, I would say, I equated them to farmers and ranchers and every other kind of occupation from North Dakota type folks. You know, had great conversations with South Dakotans, folks from Indiana. But my understanding is most of that crowd where you were in front of the Capitol were there before the president even finished speaking. So it wasn't like he, you know, lit the match and said, go up there and give him hell, and they ran up there. The Capitol was really surrounded even before the president spoke. Is that true of what you know?
I don't know if, well, to be honest, I don't really know because I wasn't there at that point. I didn't leave the area where the president was speaking until he was finished, and most of the people around me, I would say the same. The thing people have to understand is there were at least hundreds of thousands, if not a million people there. And so when you're dealing with that pure number of people, I mean, for one thing, it takes a long time to get down Pennsylvania Avenue. But the other thing is, as the reports came out, it seemed that the breaking of the barriers and the quote unquote storming occurred kind of at the very outset. It might have even happened significantly earlier than most of the people arrived. So by the time you got there, when they talk about the barriers, for example, you couldn't even see that there were barriers. I mean, you just had a sea of people. And from what I saw, you know, you just had people with their flags and their American flags, their Trump flags, really just standing around talking to one another, chanting. I mean, there were instances where some of the police at that point were just kind of coming out and standing there next to people. There wasn't a lot of conflict at that point that I saw. And obviously, there was conflict, and like most people, I ended up seeing the videos later. The other thing to consider is most of us there on the ground, we didn't have cell service. There was so many people there that you didn't even really know what was happening. Ironically, a lot of people at home probably knew, or at least were able to get, you know, information.
So when is the first time you became aware that there had been a breach of the Capitol and they were going inside the Capitol? When did you find that out?
Right when we were there at the base of the Capitol.
Okay, and somebody sent me a picture of you hanging off the steps or scaffolding or something, I forget which. That was behind a barrier where you're not supposed to go, but I think I heard you tell me, I didn't know that. I didn't know I was going across a barrier. There's people there, I joined it. Did you at any point get a little concerned about actually being on the Capitol steps in the middle of that?
Yeah, well, I should correct the record. I did hear you mention that on Thursday. That is not true. I was not on scaffolding at any point, just to be clear. But my point, though, is that when you got there, there were so many people on the Capitol grounds, and you're kind of on this grassy area. There were little, I don't know if I'd call them scaffolding, but little steps that were set up that go over the concrete walls. And so most of us just assumed that this stuff was just normally set up. I mean, you got to understand, a lot of the people there probably had never even been to the Capitol before. I mean, there are reports of individuals inside the Capitol.
I think the important point is you didn't have any inkling that you were breaking the law by being across the barrier that happened to be the steps, because nobody said don't cross that, right?
Well, you couldn't even see the barriers, is my point.
Yeah. And did anybody tell you, get off that step or get off whatever you're standing on? Were you told to leave there?
No, there was no organized police presence by the time most of the people got there.
By the way, that to me is the $64,000 question. Why not? How are people able to get close enough to break windows? You know, when Jared says, I didn't even see a police presence. Wow, that's a big question. Thanks for sharing part of that story. Fascinating. And I think Jared's explained it well. I don't see a barrier, and I'm on the step.